This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You set your alarm for it. It's everybody's favorite part of not just the WIP Afternoon Show, of the WIP Day. And here it is.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So we all love Jolly, right? We all love Paul
sure.
Jolovitz.
Yes.
But
it
does have some truly insane moments. And I feel like part of this top five is reintroducing some truly great moments that have happened recently to our audience and the top five five. Because sometimes we make jokes, sometimes we play cuts, and people don't know what they are from in relation to Jolly or the inside jokes. So we have for you today the top five most insane Jolly moments, starting at number five. When he had to inform a caller about his betting record.
Oh, this is so good.
The caller threw him for a twist, and Jolly was unnerved.
Think of, I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college, Jason. I'm hot as fire. Gave you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet him?
No, I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Holy cow.
I'm hot as fire. Yep. 12-1. By the way, you could tell just from that person that he was talking to that person was not on Twitter.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like,
he literally said he was blind.
Yes.
He said, I can't see.
Yes.
Well, my favorite part about Jolly is that he thinks that everyone that listens to him watches his Twitter
constantly.
All week. I put on Twitter 6 times.
Yeah. That sounds like a Jolly problem, not a listener problem.
So good. Jolly, I can't see.
I'm hot
sorry.
As fire.
I'm sorry, but we did have BYU.
Yeah. I'm hot as fire. 12-1 in the last 13.
Fourth most insane Jolly moments. This is a couple months ago. And Jolly seems like, again, he has a crush.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... I'm sorry, man. Are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but... Whatever. Livy, what's your last name?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot.
Oh, wow.
There it is again.
She is. Creepy. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just, he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but yeah. Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
They don't know what to say.
They are all trying to run from it, but not leave him out there on an island.
And again, poor Jolly. I know he said that at 2 in the morning on a Saturday overnight.
Yeah, but we're always listening.
But we're always monitoring.
There's always somebody there. And then what was he getting to with the he's 9 feet tall, she's 4 feet tall?
Probably wondering how it works.
Yeah, well.
But when you're laying down, it don't matter.
There it is.
Everybody's the same height.
It's great advice from the one and only Ike Reese.
There it is.
The third most insane Jolly moment. You guys, I don't believe have heard this one, but listen to how unhinged he gets here talking to Fran. What? Listen to this back and forth.
In general, what do you think?
When someone disrespects me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I generally don't like it.
Nothing better in the world, Francisco. Nothing is better in the entire world.
I mean, you're disrespected?
Absolutely love it. Love it 100%. Love it 100% of the time. I want people to doubt me. I want people to say you can't do it. 100% of the time. That fuels me. Love it. Love disrespect.
I'm crazy.
Jack, that has to be your pump up for your battle with the camera.
I was thinking about it when the camera was doing its little spiel this morning. Just had Jolly in my head about the disrespect.
Yes. I love it. You should love that the camera disrespects you.
Best thing in the world.
I love it. I feed on it.
It's like Jolly was trying to get into one of these hype videos.
Yes.
You know, before the Eagles or Phillies runs.
He was trying to get picked up. He's going to need one of his boys to get picked up. Yeah, and put into the video.
Like, poor Fran just like, yeah, I don't know. He seems all right.
Yeah.
And it was unhinged.
I love it.
What do you think?
When someone disrespects me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I generally don't like it.
Nothing better in the world, Francisco. Nothing is better in the entire world.
You get disrespected?
Absolutely love it. Love it 100%. Love it 100% of the time. I want people to doubt me. I want people to say you can't do it. 100% of the time. That fuels me. Love it. Love disrespect.
Oh, man. Once a day on the show, we're going to have to disrespect Jolly just to keep him motivated.
Yep.
Keep him grinding.
You think he's... Is that subconsciously replying to us, or is he locked in on us?
I think he's just in his own world sometimes. Yeah. You know, he loves the disrespect.
He may listen to the show.
Yeah. There's no disrespect in this show.
No, only respect.
Yep. The second most insane Jolly moment.
Right.
Is when he's talking about the one and only Daryl Morey.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Oh, God.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane. Why are we not coming down his throat?
That is.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
The most...
It's the only
I
clip.
Hate when you play that. I really do.
We have to play the whole clip every time.
Yeah,
you
have to play the whole clip. Yes.
The only way we can get by.
Holy cow. That was out of control right there.
We need Spike versus Jolly on Daryl.
Yeah, well, geez, I don't know.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yes, we got
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's the best. Mm. But the number one most insane Jolly moment. It's not actually.
It's one worse than that.
It's actually not more insane, but it did happen over the weekend in Ike Reese's chair. So Jolly went skipped the shift last weekend to go to Vegas for the first weekend of the tournament.
Oh.
And what you hear at the beginning of this is how Jolly feels the second that he gets to Vegas.
Okay.
This is how it sounded.
This light right in front of you. It's like another planet appears.
Did you cough up a loogie on the mic?
What was
to do that?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Can you repeat that? Brad, I got a host there all night.
Wait, did he actually repeat it? Or did you just play it again?
No, he did it again.
It sounded like an...
What is that?
Sounds like talking a loogie on your microphone right there, which is disgusting. And thank God you wear the...
Which is why I bring my own...
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know. Windscreen.
Windscreen, okay.
Yeah. Well, can I ask something? With all of Jolly's clips, why are Buzz and Fran always there?
Well, because they're always doing a crossover on Saturday into Sunday morning. So, yeah, it's Buzz and Fran. They do 2 to 6 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And Jolly does 10 to 2 on Saturday night. So.
Yeah, because I was like, well, wait a minute. Why does he have two producers?
Right. I thought Buzz was his producer or something. Yeah.
Can you play the sound again? What was he trying to express is his feeling when he goes to, like, what is that supposed
to? He wants to throw up?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just he gets so excited.
Oh.
Yeah, like, that maybe.
I couldn't tell. That was excitement.
That's a weird excitement sound.
Yes.
Should Jolly's new nickname be, between that and the Morey thing, should Jolly's new nickname be Hawk Tua?
Yeah, seriously.
How do you even make that noise?
Jack, this might take a second. Can you? Okay, this might take a second. Can you put that noise in the middle of the Maury thing after he says throat and then say the rest of the thing? Do you know what I'm saying? You understand what I want, right?
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Oh, wow.
This is why I want to disassociate myself with y'all right now. I'm out.
You're done.
This is when I jump off the ship. I know this is going to go too far. You got him over here remixing drops and everything.
Yeah. Why are we not coming down his throat?
Awesome.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good job, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jolly. Well,
he's proud of himself.
Yep. 215-519-9494. Ken and Cinna Minson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
I just knew you were going to go to me right
now.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Come on.
Sorry, man.
Actually sounds like he's getting kicked in the groin there.
Yeah. Well, he's.
Something's happening.
I've never made that noise. Ever in my life. Ever. Not excited. Not. Maybe if you're choking on something.
Right.
And you know? You guys are brave if you're staying in hotels that have shower curtains in the shower. Oh, no way, man.
Well, what are you going to do, leave?
I don't stay in hotels that have shower curtains.
What, do you call and ask? I mean,
well, you get to the room, and you're like, damn, they got shower curtains in here?
Well, it was a nice hotel. We were the Omni in Atlanta is a nice hotel, you know.
They have rooms without shower curtains, Spike. I guarantee you, you can tell them I'm not staying in this room with a shower curtain.
Okay, all right, well, I'll keep that in mind. I didn't know that was a possibility.
Two things in the world I would less rather touch than a hotel shower curtain. We'll just leave that at that.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
One of them Jolly?
Well, yeah.
All right.
So, first of all, on the who's on the hot seat, look, I think the number of times that Dave Dombrowski, and if they don't make the playoffs, they've got to blow the whole thing up, so they all got to go. But I think the number of times that Dave Dombrowski said in the last year or two, we really believe we have a good club, and then they didn't really do anything of significance to improve the lineup in the offseason, I believe that they're telling Rob Thompson, we already think we've given you enough to win.
Yes.
So I think he's got a they might have extended him. It might have been the first words out of Dombrowski's mouth in the postseason postmortem after they rolled over to the Mets. But I think he's got a very short leash. And
for Thompson.
Because like you said, it is the one big bullet that he can fire.
Yep.
Protect himself from being in the bullseye at the end of the season.
Yeah, so, and I think I don't know this to be true. I do think there is a bit of a Andy Reid to Jeff Lurie thing going on with Dombrowski and Middleton, in that I think Middleton, my gut tells me Middleton really trusts Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's my gut.
So I think it. I don't think Dombrowski is even close to on the firing line right now. And now I agree with you.
No, he's not.
I agree with you in that I think he will. The Thompson thing is the bullet that he has because he can't spend money on players really right now. But I think Dombrowski is firmly entrenched. I mean, they basically let him pick his successor in Preston Mattingly.
His new kid. Yeah.
So yeah. But I. Ken, you said it a bunch of times, and I largely agree. I think I don't think I would grade his tenure here as poorly as you would, but I think Dombrowski has been like a solid C since he's been here.
Yeah, that's unfortunately correct. And yep. I think it is unfair to Don McNabb to put him. And look, I go back to the white helmets with the green wings.
I like those helmets. Man.
Those are sick helmets.
Yeah, I actually like those helmets.
I go back to Steve Carlton winning 27 games on a Phillies team that lost 98 in a season. So the face of losing means a little bit something different to me than it does to maybe some of you younger guys. But,
sure.
You know, Don McNabb did take the Eagles to 5 NFC championship games and 1 Super Bowl. And, you know, the NBA is like the mothership for stat sheet stuffers. And, you know, you can fill up a stat sheet and the league is lousy with these guys. You fill up a stat sheet, but you never really achieve anything. So to me, it's unfair to put Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid in the same category because they're not the same.
Well, but I also think it's unfair to call Joel Embiid. Now, Joel Embiid has done his share of get my numbers, but he's not just a stat sheet stuffer guy. I mean, the team in his entire career, no matter who they've put on the court with him, the team plays at a 50-plus win pace. Mm-hmm. And the numbers show that when he's on the court, they're very, very, very good. And when he's off the court, they fall apart. So while I agree with you, in the NBA, there are plenty of guys that get numbers that don't contribute to winning. His numbers maybe don't even do it justice. But he has failed in crucial times in the playoffs. I think both those things are true, though. But I don't think he's a stat sheet stuffer.
Especially when you consider this is a guy who has trademarked himself as the process. What? And when you remember why they embarked on the process, it was because they didn't want to be a franchise that got eliminated every year, just made the playoffs and got eliminated in the first round or the second round. And they got all the way to the end of the process, and they're a team that makes the playoffs and gets eliminated in the first round or second round. So the journey took you right back to where you started. It accomplished nothing.
Yes, but I guess my point is, well, first of all, it didn't accomplish the goal, but it accomplished a team that everyone thought had a championship chance for basically five straight years, which they had not had in 20 years. And he's not the reason it failed. Like, he is one of them, but he is not the reason everything failed.
If you're right about that they were seen as a team that had a legitimate shot of winning a championship, and they never got close to it, then that just makes the failure all that much more glaring. At least Don McNabb, you know, took him to the pinnacle once and got right to the precipice, you know, four other times. So it's just, to me, it's disrespectful of Don McNabb. And his legacy as Philadelphia Eagles quarterback.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I don't think it is, but I understand what you're saying. Ken, why don't you give us somebody with three names?
Well, I'm going to give you another famous author.
Okay.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, there it is. How do you like that, Jack?
Yeah. Big answer.
Yeah, there it is. That's for Jack. Thank you, Ken.
You weren't an FDRsman?
Nothing wrong with FDR.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He was the guy with the little glasses, right?
Yes.
All right.
You got that?
Built some dams.
Wow, look at that. You going back to high school?
We said history was his favorite subject.
Hey, at the end of my freshman year, I sat on a bench at Bloomsburg, and I had a decision to make. Do I want to be a history teacher, or do I want to do sports radio?
Oh, wow.
I chose sports radio.
Yeah, well,
did you really think about being a history teacher?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun.
Oh.
Yeah, but now people are like, wow, you're an idiot.
It's one of your trademarks.
Would have been a lot more work.
Oh, a hell of a lot more work.
A lot more studying.
It's kind of fun to not to have when you're wrong, like when you're dumb about something, just be like, whoop, that's Jack.
Oops.
You know, like it's the end of the episode of the sitcom. You put the shrug emoji or whatever.
In school, they hold you accountable.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could be an idiot teacher.
You could be.
Sean in King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
How's everybody doing?
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Sean?
How you doing? I DM'd Jack this morning. I work at Jeffersonville Golf Course over in West Norton, and I think I can supply you guys with the means and the fields to have this competition that everybody wants to see between Jack and Joe DeCamera.
Ah.
Over there in West Norton?
Yes, I'd like to put our name in the hat or the ring to as possible locations for you guys to choose from.
Ah.
Well, Jack, you got to give him Lakin's email address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to promise a free round for
us. I was going to say, I have no. What are we doing?
Well, it's just to make sure you get a free round in.
I'm getting negotiated in here, too. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, always taking care of people.
So we have the golf course, a baseball field, a tennis court, and a basketball court all within a quarter mile of each other.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Shuttle vans and golf courts to help travel and to basically shuffle Jack the athlete and Joe DeCamera the belly between
the
different areas. We'd like to make it, you know, an outing for other people. If you
okay.
Do some type of charity
Well, for people to come and watch. Yeah,
people are going to want to see this.
Yeah.
Here's my biggest question to you, Sean. Do you have first aid available for DeCamera?
We have birthday for the camera.
Okay.
I hope you guys took insurance out for Joe's ass.
Yeah. They'll have to sign a waiver. They'll both have to sign a waiver.
They'll both be signing waivers.
Yeah.
So I'm the executive sous chef over here. Spike, I can promise you, you will be eating things other than French fry quesadillas.
Oh, there you go.
We'll have spread for you.
There you go.
Vegetarian, appropriate. You won't have to eat just French fries all day.
There you go. Sign me up.
Ike, we will be serving Ike juice all day to anybody who wants it.
There you go.
Oh, love that.
There you go.
Love that.
So this is me putting our hat in the ring. We would love to host this. I've already communicated with the head of Parks and Rec for our township.
I like that.
It's getting better.
I like that. Okay.
Fan of WIP.
Okay, Sean. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna make sure Jack gives you Rod Lake and our program director's information, so you can reach out and offer your services to WIP for that. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, shout out to Sean.
Can you imagine, Jack? Finally, here you are.
We'd have to do a whole show day there.
Oh, you
we
kidding
need a
me?
Morning show, yes. Midday, every yes. day, afternoon. Put it off in stages. Like give it enough break time in between each event.
Oh, last event has to be the because the camera actually thinks smartly. His last event wants to be 5-on-5.
Yeah, we mean 1-on-1.
Sorry, 1-on-1. Yeah.
Okay,
1-on-1.
Yeah, and we can call it.
Yeah,
it's got to be in the 5 o'clock hour. 1-on-1 at 5. You know, oh, man.
Oh, no, you wait till the 5? No, we want to do it earlier than that, right?
Maybe the 4?
Yeah, we need to have time to respond to everything.
Yes.
Halfway, up, and then
I like
post.
Here's the only concern with having the 1-on-1 game last, is if you're up 4-0.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's got to be some sort of thing where he still has a chance to win, even if he has lost all four other
rigging games here?
No, I'm just saying there's got to be some sort of scoring mechanism that, you know, if he wins by 6 or something, he can make up for other losses.
I see what you're saying. To make the game
mean something.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We want to see these dudes playing basketball.
We do.
And I don't care if it's 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0.
4-0.
Yeah, 4-0. We're going to want to watch that 1-on-1.
So let me ask you this.
We're going to want to watch
you guys
that.
Are going 1-on-1, 1-on-1 by 1s to 11?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to start it at 2:30. To have it
it's
over
not
in time?
Take that long.
Yes, it will.
No.
Yes, here's the other thing.
It's going to take 15 minutes max.
No, there's no chance.
Well, here's the other thing. How are you guys going to play 1-on-1? Like, you know, we play 1-on-1, you only get 3 dribbles.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Oh.
That way, because 1-on-1, you'd be out there all day. A guy's dribbling on this side to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, only having 3 dribbles is a way to see exactly how much skill you have as a basketball player.
3 dribbles. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah.
And is it call your own fouls, or do we have a ref out
there? Call your own foul.
Okay.
Well, we may do it that way because We may
need a ref.
Yeah, you think we may need a ref?
Yeah.
I'm not calling 1 foul. I'm just letting
you know what we got to do? We got to get Donahue out here to be the ref for the game.
Who's taking money?
I am.
Donahue's a local guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Delco guy.
Breaking news. Oh, really?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Donahue, it would be hilarious to have Donahue be the ref.
I agree. You think he'd be out?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
He ain't coming for free.
I don't know. Well, let him.
He ain't coming for free.
Well, there'll be so much money on this. He'll be able to make a little on the side.
After the spread's 7.5.
Well, Elliot's point, he's letting the officials bet.
Yeah, oh, right. Donnie thinks it's a great idea. By the way, hand up. Teddy Roosevelt was the guy with the little glasses.
Oh, okay. Yep. There you go.
FDR was not him.
FDR did not have little glasses.
Yeah. Okay. And Teddy Roosevelt was in the Rough Riders, not FDR. So completely backwards.
Oh, well.
Yeah, hey,
notice I picked it up, right?
If you say it with confidence.
Yeah,
I believed you, yeah.
I don't remember who has little glasses.
Exactly,
who
doesn't
have little glasses? Come on.
All I know is Ben Franklin didn't have hair on the top of his head.
Franklin did not have hair
on the top of his head.
Yeah, he had a little
shag. Yep. He's also from Boston.
And George Washington wore the little wig and his wooden teeth.
He is from Boston.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, George Washington's also 6'3".
Was he?
In the 1700s?
Wow.
I know that.
Must have been a monster. Must have been like Wilt.
Yeah.
Why they won.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Doc Rivers, our old friend Doc Rivers, does not feel like he gets enough respect for blowing 3-1 leads.
It's slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what he said again. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me. but I'm down to one last breath. And will they let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check on our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Is it fair to label McNabb and Embiid as the face of losing in Philadelphia? 53.3% say no. 215-592-9494. Bring you something Doc Rivers said that'll just make you scratch your head and miss him a little bit in a moment. Blake in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Blake?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What up, Blake?
Listen, I know this conversation was like 3 hours ago, but I have to clear up this whole generation argument.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't normally agree with Jack. But
now, can I set the stage for everybody here who wasn't listening 3 hours ago? So, Jack's first son, Walker, just turned 2 today, and his second son, Sutton, was born 3-4 months ago, whatever
January?
It is.
Early January, late December?
And he mentioned that one was Generation Alpha and the other one was Generation Beta, to which I pushed back on and said that generations are not clearly delineated by year, and you don't just declare one and one the other. And what is your response here, Blake?
So Jack's 100% right.
No, he's not.
So there's two different contexts for the term generation. There's the context of your family, and then there's the context of, like, the population, the census.
Yes.
So in the context of your family, you and your siblings are in the same generation, your parents are the generation before you, and then your kids are the next generation.
Right.
In the context of the population, the census, there is a set range of years that indicates which named generation you belong to. So I give you an example. My brother's only 3 years older than me. We belong in the same generation as far as our family goes. But he's technically millennial, and I'm technically Gen Z because I was born in 97. So if you look up on Google, what's the first year of Gen Z, it's going to say 1997.
But they do they don't do this as it happens. They do it retroactively. Like, there was no point at which they declared boomer generation is over and Gen X starts now. They do it in the future, looking back at the past.
I'm not sure in that context, like, if it's retroactive or, you know, if it's reactive. But in that case, like, I think you might be right. But there definitely are a set date, like a calendar year range, where you belong in a certain generation based on what year you were born. Now, I think you're right. I think it's retroactive potentially there, but there's definitely, like, a difference between your family. And then, like, the census.
And that's kind of how I was looking at it. See, I was looking at it more from a family standpoint.
Right.
You know, our generations, like you just pointed out, you got your parents, you got us, and then if we were to have kids, they're in a different generation. So, yeah, I guess that's the way I was kind of interpreting this whole
and
thing.
And the other reason I don't think you can do it as it happens is that the rate and age at which people have children changes what generation is what. So people are getting older as they have children. Jack's whole thing where they told him at the hospital, this person's in a different generation than the other baby.
Just reporting facts.
That's a little suspect. I don't know about that one.
Okay, thank you.
For sure.
All right. So it looks like we're all in this. The Jack is right about something, but I also do not believe that.
Yeah. You always got to get your little, I'm right too.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I had to clear that.
What'd you say? Hold on. Was the Pew Center of Research?
Well, yes.
What the hell is the Pew Center of Research? What dork convention is that?
All right. Okay. But this guy can talk about the census.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. All right.
But yeah, as far as McNabb and Bede things go, I think it's a little harsh to say they're synonymous with losing. I get where they're coming from because, like, obviously McNabb and Embiid have won more games than they've lost, but the games that they did lose were just in like such a traumatic fashion, and like their performances in those games was underwhelming. So that's why I think some people look back on those two players and think they're synonymous with losing. Mm-hmm. Like with McNabb, like he, it's almost a detriment that he made it to five NFC Championship games because obviously
yes,
he had to show
right,
winning
yes, there.
But because he didn't show up in the biggest moment, for some people, they're going to look back on that and think, oh, McNabb is synonymous with losing. But I mean, the guy's a winner. He's the second best quarterback in Eagles history behind QB1. So
or first, depending on who you talk to. We'll see what Jalen does next year.
All right.
Blake, do you have somebody with three names?
Neil Patrick Harris.
That is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Doogie Howser,
Doogie!
M.D. Doogie Howser,
no,
M.D.
No, no.
Oh, How I Met Your
Barney
Mother?
Barney Stinson.
Okay. No, it's
what
Doogie.
Is it?
He's Barney Stinson.
I never saw How I Met Your Mother.
I don't even know what that
mother
is. Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
It's a big show.
Yeah. Big for the millennials.
Yes.
Yeah, you know I never saw that.
No, I never saw that show.
Well, you're too busy in the NFL when it was on the air.
Oh, okay. Was that around the time that like, Desperate Housewives were on?
A little bit later.
It was later than Desperate Housewives.
Okay, later after that. Okay.
Yeah. So Doc Rivers actually said this like 2 years ago, and people reacted negatively to it, and he said it again. So Doc Rivers was asked about his multiple blowing of 3-1 leads mm-hmm. in the playoffs, which he's the only coach to have. Is that three that he's blown?
Three 3-1 leads? Three.
Feels like it's like five.
Yeah.
So here is what he said to Mark Spears. It is what it is. It's part of my legacy. There's nothing I can do about it. I got a team that was an 8 seed up 3-1. That is coaching. That is not bad coaching. The one with the Clippers is the only one that got away. But people don't realize that Chris Paul was running on one leg in 2015, and we were also the underdog in that series. When you think about it, Houston had home court, not us. Nobody tells a real story, and I'm fine with that. It's unfair in some ways. I don't get enough credit for getting the 3 wins. I just get the credit for losing.
It sounds like Elliot.
Yes.
The way you read it sounds like an Elliot take.
Well, he also said, I always say, what if we had lost to Houston in 6? No one cares. One of the things that I'm proud of is that we've never been swept. You know who else would agree with this?
Who?
Maury.
Oh, Maury.
And the Pew Center of Research.
And the Pew Center of Research, yeah.
Well, I agree with him on the Orlando Magic one.
Yes, I agree.
They were four, they were whatever, they were up 3-1, but they were the 8 seed, I believe,
they
going
were
against the 1.
Yes, they were.
So that's not that surprising.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Kobe, they blew a 3-1 lead. They were up on the Suns.
Yes.
3-1, but yes, they were the 8 seed going up against the 1 once he came back.
Yep.
Now, the one out with the Clippers and yeah, I'm not giving you a pass on that, Doc.
No.
Yeah, I'm not
on
giving you a pass on that one.
Look.
And you don't need to say that. Somebody else should be saying that on your behalf.
By the way,
like you don't say it.
It says something that no one says it on his
exactly
behalf.
Right. Nobody else is coming to your defense on that.
He was named, did the NBA name him one of the 15 best yes coaches of all time?
Yep. Yep.
Just a travesty for him to be named one of the 15 best coaches yeah of all time. He has underperformed as a coach to only have one championship with that Celtics team and nothing
right
with that Clippers team.
Yep.
He's underperformed as a head coach.
And all his rosters have been, now Grant Hill got hurt with that Magic team.
Yes.
But the majority of his rosters, especially in Boston, Clippers, even here, he's had like stacked rosters. His rosters have been good. He's had talent on just about every team.
One of the things I'm proud of is we've never been swept. All the coaches have been swept in the playoffs. Well, to hang that a banner.
Yeah.
Never
would
swept.
You ask Pop that question?
You would not ask Pop that question.
Yeah, hey, listen, Doc does not, he doesn't like his coaching acumen being questioned.
No.
I've been around a long time. Trust me.
Oh, dude. As much as Doc got on my nerves, that was a good time.
Which one?
During Doc's time here.
Oh, yeah.
For us
yeah
to react to
him. Because he always gave you
something.
Well, he hated the media. He hated the fans. He hated it here.
Yes.
He definitely hated it here.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
He definitely hated it here.
Oh, my God. Well, it probably reminded him of Boston.
Yeah. There's no way he lived here, right?
There's no way he lived here.
No
only
one saw
during
him around
the season.
No one saw him around.
No.
No, yeah, there was never a report. No, I saw Doc Rivers
at
dinner.
He's back to Cali as soon as the season was over with.
Yeah, playing golf. He loves golf. He used to cancel practices when he was Clippers coach so he could play golf.
That sounds like Steve Spurrier.
Yes. Actually happened. All right. 215-592-9494. Ike, why don't you tell us what you got to drink?
I got some Surfside stuff for you, man.
Come on, man.
All my Surfside fans, we're back. And we're celebrating National Cheese Steak Day and National Cocktail Day all month long with the Surfside Surf and Turf. Now, Surfside Surf and Turf is Philly's best combo. A Philly cheesesteak paired with a delicious Surfside. Now, we'll be highlighting cheesesteak and Surfside combos at hundreds of bars and restaurants all across the country. Find participating locations or register your bar at drinksurfside.com/surfside surf and turf. Now that's a drink. Now that's drinksurfside.com/surf and turf. Come on, man.
He just got it. I saw him go right up to his computer.
All right. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Am I right, Jack?
Well, I was actually going to try to work in the Jolly Drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you still working on the Jolly Drop?
No, I was going to see if I could work it in when you were stumbling.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's got to go on the board.
You do me a favor. I don't need that in the middle of my read.
Oh, yes. Afterwards. It's fine, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's got to go on the board. Do it again.
I don't know what he's going for.
Are you all right, Jack? You look like you're running on fumes today.
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Locked in.
All right. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's happening, boys?
Always on speaker.
How far away is the phone?
Yeah.
I'm just cleaning up the dishes. That's all, brother.
Yeah. Wow, on speaker.
Is that what they call these days?
Yep.
Ike Reese.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I got to get that shirt for you, that combine.
XXX.
I'm going to be real busy. No, it's a dog 2X.
Oh, my bad.
That's still big.
I wear XL now.
XL too, Herb.
Nah, you're not Herb, so you're much bigger than Herb.
Nah, these shirts, you'll see. You'll fit right.
Yep.
Fit right
okay.
In.
Herb won't, but you will.
Yeah, you know about...
Oh, boy.
You know about Acho? You heard about Acho, right?
What did Acho do?
He was involved with that girl. There's a big lawsuit in L.A. now with Fox.
Herb, this is 2 months old.
Two?
This might be six months old. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
That hammer is real.
I just read into it last night. I just read into the whole thing last night. I didn't finish reading all of it.
Of course.
But now I realize why Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce is on the show, and what's his name is on the other show, LeSean McCoy, in the morning with Acho.
Yeah.
Acho's on
Chase
there,
Daniel and
the quarterback Chase Daniel.
James Jones. Yep.
Did you know?
All right, what are we
that
doing
Skip
here?
Skip Bayless is worth $17 million.
Oh, he's worth more than that.
Well, he claims that's what he's worth.
Oh, he's worth more
but
than
listen,
that.
Listen,
yeah,
he's. I don't like him anyway because he's a Dallas fan.
Yeah. That's because you're a true Philly guy. Yeah.
And he don't like the Eagles. He don't.
No, he likes the Eagles.
No, he tried to get on the Eagles train this year.
Yeah. Made a lot of sense.
Listen, he offered that girl. Go read into the article that I read last night. $1.5 million.
Yeah.
She filed a big sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox.
Skip.
Fox. It's all over.
This is according to her.
I got a guy that called me yesterday LA. We were talking. He's from, he lives near Burbank, and he's an aerospace.
Is he okay with the fires?
He's one of your callers.
Is he okay with the fires out there?
What's that?
Is he okay with the fires, the wildfires?
Yeah, they're okay. That's all done now.
Oh, really?
And burnt everything down.
Yeah.
That's where your sister, don't your sister live out there?
Steve? And my brother.
And your brother, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you should go, man, and get your own show out there.
Oh, God.
Well, at least I got a show.
Well, because you you shut Herb down.
Yeah, at least I got a show.
I was here and
delete all your videos.
This morning I was driving into
you
work.
Should go that way.
Your boy Joe Camerata, Fritz, he's Who?
Joe who?
Man.
You heard him.
You know he's going to lose anyway. He's going to lose. He's a loser.
Joe who?
Camerato from the morning.
The morning show, yeah.
Joe Camerato.
Nick Ronnie.
Yeah.
You were on the show this morning.
I know.
You were on with Camerato?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, Ike was on that show.
Oh.
Yep.
This morning, man, he called in.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a traitor to me. You know, why don't you go to LA?
They were interviewing Mike.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. John Ritchie, he should go. He should go. Stanford's looking for a football coach.
Yeah, you should leave too.
You trying to get to,
yeah.
You trying to get rid of John Ritchie?
Yep, and Camerato and me.
Go for that. That's a
this
lot
is
of
really.
I think John likes it here.
Yeah,
you know his kids are here.
I know, and I'm just messing.
Well, Andrew Luck is the new AD.
Is he?
Yeah, well, not AD, general manager.
GM.
Yeah, he's in charge of a lot of things over there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if Michigan State offers me the general manager job, I'm rolling.
Joe Camerato.
Yeah, Michigan State. How about them? They in the fine. No,
man, you love Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo.
He's coming back again, huh?
Yeah.
Camerato.
How many national championships has he won?
Wow,
man.
Won 25 years ago. He's Mr. March,
just
though.
One?
Yeah, just one. Yep.
Man, he gets but I was told. Of, he gets a lot of.
A lot of pub,
a lot of,
yep.
Yeah. He gets a lot of medium, boy, I tell you.
He's a media creation,
man,
some say.
He had like three or four.
Camerato.
Jay Wright's got two, and all these other guys got like two.
I know. We got to get Izzo back in there, man.
Wood is the only one that's got like all. What,
yeah, him and Boeheim.
10 or 12.
Camerato.
I think Garrett Pack.
Whoa.
I think he's got a shot to the Final Four.
What was that?
Oh, Calipari.
Who's the coach of Arkansas?
Yeah, I think they got a shot, man. That team plays for him.
I didn't even know. I took a wild guess. That's who he was talking about.
San Francisco.
Who is the Arkansas coach?
San Francisco. Yeah. Mike Bibby. He just got.
Oh, yeah. Sacramento State.
Sacramento State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Bibby.
Yep. He's also Bibby.
Coming on the wire right here.
Yeah. On the wire.
You watching the wire?
The wire that goes. I call it the wire, the tape.
I thought you was watching the TV show, The Wire.
FS1. FS1.
Hey, yo.
What you think of that kid, Cam Ward? They say he's going to be the number one pick.
I like
another
it.
Another topic.
I like it. Good player.
Anything else?
That guy can throw, man. He's got a good arm, that boy.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
You know that Joy Taylor's told you that
Joy.
Yeah.
Is the tight end. And he's moving up the chart on supposedly Carolina.
It's like driving a car without a steering wheel.
No, I forgot. That's Joy Taylor's nephew. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I told you.
You did. You did tell me that. That's Jason Taylor's son.
He played at LSU. He's good, man.
I know it.
He's moving up the chart, up to 7. And what's his name is falling back from Penn State, the guy I like.
You think we might take Tyler Warren?
Yeah, Tyler Warren. The Eagles should go after
him. You've been talking about him.
Yeah.
Make a big deal for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we should go defensive line, though.
Yeah, they're going to probably go. They're probably going to go defensive line, and then they're going to go second round.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to move up and grab the tight end that they want, and then they'll go for a
– Love to move up and grab a tight end.
I think they're going to go for another linebacker in the third round, and then they got all these fifth-round picks that they're going to do like
– Yeah. You can build a team off fifth-rounders.
Yep.
Another tight end, another defensive lineman, like a couple defensive linemen, and an offensive lineman. They might do an offensive lineman in the third or fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to mix
it up. We haven't had the Oscar music in a while.
They're going to mix it up.
Yeah. So what you got up for the rest of the day, man?
What's that?
What you got up for the rest of the day?
I got an umpire tomorrow. I just had some chicken, man. I just had some chicken and some mashed potatoes. You know, you just love eating mashed potatoes and beef. You know that.
Who likes mashed potatoes and beef?
Wait, why would Ike be?
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Well, Ike probably likes it too, but steak and potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a steak and potatoes guy. Yep. Like a real man.
Putting some mayonnaise on that?
Yeah. But I was lifting today. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. What were you lifting? Your fork?
I was lifting over at Oxford Valley. You know what I'm saying, brother?
All right. Yes, I hear you. All right.
Yeah,
we
pushing.
Whoa.
Pushing
weight?
Trying to push it.
Pushing weight?
Up,
pushing rhymes like weight?
I was pushing so much, my blood sugar dropped down to like 62. I got home, it was 62. I ran right to the fucking refrigerator.
Whoa. Oh, there you go.
All right. Okay. See you, Herb.
Yeah, waited long enough.
Yep.
Garapelli. Garapelli.
You got that, right?
Oh, he got it.
Okay. All right. The text line is...
Joe Camerata.
Camerata. What was the other one?
Garapelli. Garapelli. Ball and Pat.
That's so bad, dude.
Nick Cigarani. Garapelli. Garapelli. Ball and Pat.
This next line is brought to you by Minari Jewelers.
Oh, Joe
Camerata. Okay, stop. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
Don't
don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Oh, my God.
Text line.
New nomination for the funniest sentence ever uttered on the afternoon show. No person is more responsible for putting the Sixers in position to lose than Joel Embiid. Frank in Ardmore.
I don't remember that. But
a lot
who said
of people
that?
Are coming in. Not a positive spike text line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of Sixers jokes.
Wow. What do you want me to do?
I know.
You know? Sometimes that's the job. You know, stand up here like a brave little boy. Take those bullets. What's next?
Spike is 100% right. There is not one thing in Joel Embiid's career that looks even remotely like the face of losing. The picture of Joel Embiid crying.
Oh, that, don't ever show me that picture.
He's crying because he lost. Still.
Yeah, that's a tough way to last.
Yeah,
well, I've been there, though. I've been there, so I can't.
At least you didn't cry in the middle of the sixth inning like your boy.
That's true. Yeah. At least it wasn't during the game.
Yeah, it became their winner. Yes. Yeah. All right. What's next?
So, if Embiid can't win championships without good talent around him, is he then not elite? Every person who's had to listen to the Jaylen debate for the past 2 years.
It can't be overwhelming talent. That's a new take.
Can't be overwhelming.
Can't be overwhelming talent.
You obviously got to win with some talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have some talent.
Can't be the best at everything.
No. Yeah.
What's next?
Years from now, people will think differently about Embiid when they hang the banner for really good playoff plus minus stats. Not anyone anywhere.
The Pew Center of Research, though.
You know what? Elliot really, the time when I went off the handle was on the dagger. When I got annoyed talking about the dagger.
Yeah, signature play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaningless play.
Dude, you guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I think it may be a slightly overblown for the significance of the play, other than the fact it sealed the game's MVP.
Yes. Stole it from Josh.
But you guys, you hear the dagger, and you guys are like, oh, the dagger. Oh, it was a great
play. If Embiid had done it, they would have been like, he had a big shot up 40. Who cares?
But meaningless home run from Bryce up 7-0.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What's next?
Stat piler.
I believe Chuck is 5'8", like I believe Spike does 250 push-ups a day. LOL. People everywhere with working eyeballs.
Let me tell you. The push-up thing is coming. I believe a date has been put on the push-up thing, and you'll be able to see it happen. I'm just telling you, I can do it. It's like I do it. I told Lakin this earlier. It's like Ava said, I believe you do it. I said, you don't have to believe it. It actually happens. All right, what's next?
Jack Fritz is the softest person on the radio, host of the most famous tear-filled show in the Delaware Valley.
Then I would have been taking a shot at Richie.
This is really?
Yeah. That's not what I wanted to do.
That's not.
That would have been a good comeback this morning.
Can you tie the Richie thing and the Jolly thing?
This is really.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Do we have Fritz at 6 tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh, what do we got going on?
Fells.
Oh, yeah? Anything
I'm sick
in particular?
I'm just sick of the whining. I'm already sick of the whining.
From?
From the anti-Phils people.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you want to take on everybody.
We're back to this, Jeff.
Yes.
Apparently, Garibald Ball is back.
Fritz at 6 is next. And then you got Tom Kelly, TK, who I also don't think got his keepers in on time. By the way,
what?
Yes,
we got like his little Matt Strom,
yeah,
keeper for no reason.
Yeah, I think I got Strom. I did.
Did you?
I thought I did. Anyway, all right. Fritz is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.